Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona praying. Sister that's listening to this is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. I just ask for any sister that's listening that she is able to really see just the two worlds that are going on in this place, what's going on in the flesh, and then what's going on in the spirit, and see that it's really what goes on in the spirit that's important, and that she needs to walk in the spirit so she can see what goes on in the spirit. Ask all these prayers, you Father, your Son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so just touching on the on yesterday's teaching about the parable of the sower and the gifts of the Spirit, where a sister can be turned aside after the things of this world. And I just want to reiterate again just how easily and quickly it can happen, because it's just once you start really growing in the spirit and doing well with the Lord, especially with the development of a gift or gifts, one of the first things that Satan will do is send you a distraction, okay? So you want to be really, really guarded with that, okay? Like I had already mentioned yesterday about the things of this world, okay, where your mind just all of a sudden is just not even paying attention to it, okay? And I just want to go back briefly to the second group again. It says, this is again Matthew chapter 13, verse 21, "Yet he hath no root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by is offended." You need to also be aware of this. And that's why those really like fiery sisters, which is good to be fiery, but you want to be fiery. But you have to, once again, I want to reiterate, get that power from the vine. Remember, he says, "Abide in me and I in you, for without me you can do nothing." Okay. Okay, that's John chapter 5, verse 5. And then here, this is Mark chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, and who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time, but afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended." Okay, now this season, okay, is really just something you need to be aware of, okay? Again, that's why that, like I talked about before, where he says that a seed, okay, it beareth no fruit of itself, but if it goes under the ground, right, and dieth, it bring forth much fruit. Because you're going to hit that point, you need to understand, when you are really like set your heart, you're doing well, and you're super humble, okay, and you're abiding in that vine daily, pursuing to finish through and go all the way until the end and develop your gift, you're like, "This is great, the Lord has granted this unto me, I'm going for it," okay, and every day you're walking strong and you're humble and you're praying and you're fasting and you're in that real low, close place, depending on the strength of God, you will see the devil come at you just hard, okay? Because that's one of the reasons why the United States Church is so barren when it comes to gifts of the Spirit, like the real thing. A lot of people think they have something happening, but they don't when you compare it to the scriptures. Is because this, you can't be, you have to be like the real thing, okay, is the only way I can explain it, like a real true born again regenerated Christian to get through this season. Because when you start seeing those gifts of the Spirit like the real thing, Satan's can see it from a mile away, and demons are just drawn to it to attack you, in all honesty. And you just start seeing weird things happening, and you start seeing strong attacks, very strong attacks, to where it seems like you don't even know like what's going on, and you know, like there's nothing even there, like I had mentioned before. And once again, that's where that baptism, okay, going under the ground, okay, giving it to the Lord, letting him receive it, receiving it back of him, at his hands, and then it's cleansed and more perfected, and you're apart from it, and it's just of the Spirit, which is really good. Just like a person when they get saved, kind of the same thing. They believe and then they get the baptism of the Spirit. Same sort of principle, okay? The cross is the foundation for everything. But in order to get through that period, you have to really, really cleave to the Lord to get through it, because it's just very, 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 very hard, okay? And you deal with Satan, and he, depending on where you are with him and the Lord, he comes with very hard and very strong power against you. Now, the Holy Spirit's stronger, so you don't have to worry about it, but that's why he says that, okay? Because of affliction or persecution, because of the word's sake, okay? They don't make it, and you're not going to make it, okay, through that season. You're going to lose it. I need to tell you that, my sisters in Christ. You're going to lose it, just like he says, okay? If you're not getting that strength and that power, okay? Because I'm telling you, I've seen things. Remember, this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's start at verse 8. It says, And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose his coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Like, I've seen Satan do full-on magic shows in front of me. Like, it's really something. And, you know, you are not gonna, and just think about Moses and the magicians. He's doing something, and then the magicians do something. I've seen this with my own two eyes. Like, Satan will come and do full-on magic shows in front of you to deceive you and make you think that something is not what it is. And just in general, I've seen this happen with other sisters of the Lord. Just doing this in general, okay, to prepare the church for the difficult road ahead, for the deceptions that are coming. But you need to be in that vine to get through that season with the Lord, okay, because it's a very difficult season. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a glorious day for you, loving you and abounding you, and that she also prays for herself to be filled with the Spirit so she can even see and understand these things. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.